Hi there, and welcome back to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast. Today, I'm diving into a topic I think we can all relate to. Those moments in tough conversations where your heart is racing and your mind is spinning. It's easy to talk about de-escalating a situation, but what do you do when it feels like you are the one who needs to calm down? Today, I'm sharing some quick and powerful tips to help you stay centered in the heat of the moment, so let's get into it. First things first, let's talk about what happens physically and mentally in the middle of a stressful conversation. Your heart starts beating faster, your thoughts race, and your body goes into a kind of fight or flight mode. It's normal, but it can also cloud your judgment. The first step to calming down is recognizing when this is happening. In addition to a racing heartbeat, some signs to look out for include tension in your muscles, especially in your shoulders or jaw, difficulty focusing on what the other person is saying, and feeling defensive or agitated. The moment you notice these signs, that's your cue to take action. Now, one of the simplest and most effective ways to calm yourself in the moment is to focus on your breathing. When we get stressed, our breathing becomes shallow, which signals our brain that we're in danger, even if we're just in the middle of a tough conversation. Here's a quick breathing technique you can try. Breathe in slowly through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of six, and repeat this cycle 3 to 4 times. It may seem basic, but trust me, it works. Deep breathing sends signals to your brain that you're safe, helping to lower your heart rate and clear your mind. Another way to calm yourself is through grounding techniques. Grounding helps bring your focus away from the emotions that are spiraling and back into the present moment. One simple grounding technique you can use is called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Name 5 things you can see around you. Name 4 things you can feel. Name 3 things you can hear. Name 2 things you can smell. And name 1 thing you can taste. This helps bring your attention away from the chaos in your mind and centers you in the present, where you can better manage the conversation. While breathing and grounding techniques can help with the physical side of things, let's talk about what's going on in your head. When your mind is racing, it's easy to start assuming the worst about what the other person is thinking or saying. This is where positive self-talk comes in. Instead of letting your brain run wild, try to remind yourself of a few key things. First is, I am in control of my responses. Also, it's okay to take a pause. And third, I don't need to react right away. By repeating these phrases or one that works for you, you can calm your inner dialogue and shift back into a more balanced mindset. Another powerful tool you can use when emotions are running high is finding a focal point. This technique helps you stay grounded and focused, even in the middle of a difficult conversation. When things get overwhelming, having something to center your attention on can bring you back to the present moment. A focal point can be as simple as an object in the room, a plant, a picture, a frame, or even a spot on the wall. Or it could be something more internal, like focusing on your breathing or repeating a common mantra. For me, this is my personal go-to technique. I wear a ring called the Knot Ring from James Avery, and it symbolizes an unbreakable bond. I will twist the ring around my finger under the table or in a way that's not noticeable. And as I twist it, I repeat Proverbs 3:26 that says, "The Lord is my confidence and will not allow my foot to slip." To me, that means that God is in it with me, which gives me courage and peace at the same time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode on Great to Lead. I hope these tips help you the next time you're in the middle of a tough conversation. Remember, you don't need to have it all together in every single moment, but these tools can help you manage the situation with confidence. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and leave a rating, and I'd love to hear from you. How do you keep calm in the middle of difficult conversations? Let me know. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.